This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Minutes past 1 o'clock, you with Taryn for Straight Up on your Monday afternoon. And as we have been saying all day today, it is World AIDS Day as well as Joy's 15th birthday. And we have a very special guest on the phone to wish us a happy birthday. Hello, Courtney, are you there?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, how exciting.
I know, thank you so much for giving us a call today.
That's okay.
It's lovely to hear from all our favourite guests giving us a call and touching base with us on this special day. So
I thought when I heard that Joy was 15, I thought of all of the obvious jokes, which I'm sure that everybody's already made five times, about Joy being barely legal and almost come of age and all those things. So I thought I'd keep them to myself.
No, share. We can't hear it enough. So.
Oh, no, that was it, really.
Now, Courtney, it's funny that we're speaking with you today because, as I just said to you, we've seen there's a bit of an article on you in the paper today.
Yeah.
What's happening for you in Channel 7 now?
Well, I'm doing beauty advertorials.
Cool.
On the morning show. Actually, it's across all channels, but it starts on the morning show on Wednesday morning.
Okay.
At 10:32 a.m. if you want to set your IQ or your digital hard disk recorder.
Done.
And, so I'm doing beauty advertorials for Sheer Cover Mineral Makeup.
Okay.
It's, I know there's, heaps of different mineral makeups sort of popping up on the market and whatnot, and the lovely people at Sheer Cover and I are working together to promote Sheer Cover.
That's unreal. How did that come about, especially for somebody like you being a part of something like this? It's a pretty big move, and I think it's pretty exciting, and I'm just, how did it come about?
Well, they contacted me, recognising that I'm someone who wears makeup for a living.
Yeah.
And I think makeup and Courtney are kind of like a fish without water. They're kind of, yes, they need each other to exist. So it was kind of a natural product sort
True.
Of placement. And I tried out the product. They sent me over some, and I really, really liked it. I was actually quite shocked because I thought, you know, you see those advertorials on telly and you're like, oh, yeah, you know, like whatever it promises to do. It'll give you amazing abs in just, you know, 2 days of spinning around on a disc. But
yeah,
have you seen the Hawaii chair, by the way?
Yes.
That's a good one. This is not like the Hawaii chair.
Oh, good, yes. So this makeup's not going to give you good abs?
No, it's not going to give you good abs. That could be a new selling point. Sheer Cover Mineral Makeup will give you ripped six-pack abs in just 2 weeks. No, it's the cool thing, I kind of tried it on and I thought, oh yeah, here we go, you know, powder foundation, that's so not going to do anything.
Yep.
But I still don't quite understand how it works. No. I know that, hang on, let me channel for a moment. Sheer Cover Mineral Makeup is a powder foundation that covers your, it's made up of light reflecting, thousands of luminous spheres. No, Dealey's only wearing natural glow on one leg today, can you spot the difference? No, hang on. It's fantastic makeup. It gives really great coverage, and they just thought that maybe if I could use it, then imagine what it could do for everyday women.
Wow, yeah. No, it's pretty exciting. So congratulations on
that
one.
Thank you.
Now, I did ask you before, I sort of read a bit into about how fabulous you were when you did Rent over in Perth last year.
Oh, yeah, that was so much fun.
Are you looking to venture out into theatre again or stage productions or what's... What are you planning?
I love theatre. Mm. I loved Rent. At the moment, I'm actually looking at heading over to London at the end of March, early April, to sort of stay there for... I've been there the last couple of years, but only for a few weeks at a time.
Okay.
And so this time I'm going to go for a few months.
Yeah.
And just sort of see what happens over there. Not necessarily with just theatre, but, I mean, there's so much stuff over there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's people... The movers and shakers kind of the world entertainment industry, they just don't live... in Australia, and they're either in sort of London or New York or somewhere, so I'm going to go over there and give it a whirl.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, today being World AIDS Day is obviously extremely important, but I believe you're an ambassador for the AIDS Trust of Australia?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do some work with them and also with ACON. Mm-hmm. I actually sort of ACON to... Oh, I've got a call coming through. That's inappropriate while I'm on the radio, isn't it?
Maybe they're calling to say, I hear you on radio.
I know.
I know.
I do some fun, and I actually worked with them to set up the school's education program here in New South Wales, which is an education program for kids under the age of 18, and they come along like one weekday a week for 12 weeks and learn about sort of coming out and social issues and safe sex and all of that sort of stuff. So that's kind of cool. And I also work with ACON on the 21 Down parties, which are parties for gay and lesbian kids under the age of 21.
Okay.
And, yeah, ACON and the AIDS Trust, they all do such fantastic work. And I got my red ribbon on today. I bought it on the street from some lovely young boy.
Good.
And, yeah, it's an important day. I actually went to the World AIDS Day concert, the first annual World AIDS Day concert last night.
Oh, okay.
At Star City, which was quite fabulous.
Cool.
Rhonda Birchmore and Todd McKenney and lots of wonderful Australians giving up their time to entertain.
Wow, that's unreal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you do a great job up there in Sydney in regards to your efforts with the community.
Yeah, well, it's just so much fun. Like, I think some people think of, like, charity work and all that sort of stuff as hard work. I know I used to, like, door knock for the Red Shield or whatever, you know, whenever it came around when I was growing up, and I found that tedious. But this sort of stuff, like, I get to, like, put together, like, produce a party at, like, a club for kids and, like, book DJs and organise entertainment, and just being there on the day and, like, meeting all of these, you know, 14, 15, 16-year-old boys and girls who are, you know, out and proud, and their parents know, their friends know, and
unreal.
It's just inspiring.
Yeah, unreal.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're doing an amazing job, and
thanks.
It's, you know, it's really appreciated, especially for us here at Joy, you giving us a call on our special day.
That's okay.
So I want to wish you luck for everything in the future.
Thank you.
Good luck in March. And
what happens when you cut a cake on radio?
What do you mean?
Well, it's kind of more of a visual medium, isn't it, the cake cutting?
Yeah.
Like, did you actually get a cake, or did you just pretend because no one can see anyway?
Exactly. We do just pretend. It's decorated in balloons and streamers and all that.
The most amazing cake you've ever seen.
Oh, you should have seen it. We actually had a boy jump out of it. It was so great. Yeah, no, we can tell anyone anything here, but it means you don't have to share as well. So.
More for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much, Courtney, for giving us a buzz today.
It's okay.
What time do we need to tune in on?
On Wednesday, 10:32 a.m. on Channel 7, the morning show.
Perfect.
And then keep an eye out for it on Kerry Ann and Kim and David and all of those over the next few months.
Will do. All right, Courtney.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. We'll speak to you again soon.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.